Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission wants to invite you to be a part of this year's Oklahoma Wheat Review, looking back at the 2015 hard red winter wheat crop in the state and looking ahead to the planting season for the 2016 crop. It'll be happening on August 18th at Redlands Community College in El Reno, Oklahoma, started at 9:30 a.m. In addition, the Oklahoma Wheat Growers Annual Meeting will be held as well. Lunch will be provided at no charge, courtesy of the Oklahoma Wheat Growers. Some of the speakers that will be on this year's program for the Wheat Review include National Wheat Grower Association Secretary Jimmy Music from Sentinel, Oklahoma, Tim O'Connor, President of the U.S. Wheat Foods Council, Gary McManus, State Climatologist, Mark Hodges with Plains Grain, Dr. Jeff Edwards, Dr. Brett Carver, and Dr. Bob Hunger, all of the OSU Wheat Improvement Team. If you want more information about this year's Wheat Review, contact the Wheat Commission at 405-608-4350. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures had a relatively uneventful day today, despite a few different reports that were released this morning. Corn finished the day down a half cent at $3.75 in December corn. November beans were unchanged at 916 and a half. They were kind of the strong one this morning, but didn't really have much of a rally throughout the day, and just settled about where their average was for the day. Now, wheat was weaker. Chicago wheat down 7 1/4 at 504 and a half. Kansas City December down 8 at 502. Both of those working back, what appears to be working back toward the contract lows, which would be about another dime lower in the Kansas City wheat at about 491. So overall picture here to start this week was pretty neutral for corn and beans and a little bit negative for the wheat. We did have a NOPA crush report, that's National Oilseed Producer Association crush report, which indicates bean demand really strong, 145.2 million bushels an acre. The average guess for this report was 141.5, so it was bigger than guessed. If you go back to last year in July, we were about 25 million bushels higher. So as the price comes down, bean demand seems to be extremely strong.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Another report today was the export report. Wheat was a little bullish. It was 20.5 million bushels. We were expecting anywhere from 11 to 15 million bushels. Beans were bullish as well at 13.8 million bushels. We were expecting 2 to 7 million bushels, so nearly double the high end of the range there for beans. And then corn neutral at 35.04 million bushels. And we were expecting 31 to 37 million bushels. So again, wheat and corn, or wheat and bean exports were bullish, and then corn neutral. The rest of the week, we'll have the regularly scheduled crop progress and condition report this afternoon. It's expected to be neutral with last week. And then throughout each day this week, rounding out at the end of the week, is the Pro Farmer Crop Tour. The trades watching the results of the yield relative to what the USDA says. Most think that the USDA yield was extremely high, and this Pro Farmer Crop Tour will probably show a lower yield. But that's why they do the crop tour, is to get their own, or form their own opinion. And every afternoon they'll release a little bit of information regarding that. And you can probably just watch the price of corn and beans, and that'll tell you what that crop tour results are saying.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, October live cattle up 85 at 147.70, December at 40 at 149.32, September feeder cattle 30 lower at 209.22, October down 52 at 206.90, October lean hogs 95 higher at 66.27, December up 35 at 62.30, September Kansas City wheat down 7 1/2 at 482 1/4, December down 7 3/4 at 502 1/4. September Chicago wheat down 3/4 at $5.50. December down 7.5 at $5.04.50. September corn down 3/4 at $3.63.25. And December down 1 at $3.74.50. September soybeans up 1.75 at $9.27. November up 0.5 at $9.17. October cotton up 82 at $67.98. December up 57 at $66.52. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.